Let's head down to the Jackson YMCA. Bonnie Gretzner is Director of Marketing and Communications. And the Y is, well, let's find out what they're doing and not doing. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So what is happening currently at the Y?
Yeah, so we are so excited to be able to reopen next week, and we are working on getting everything ready. The facility is pretty close to being ready right now. When we had prepared to open back in June, we spent a lot of time moving the equipment, so we took about half of the equipment out of the fitness center and have moved that to our small gym so that we can distance between all the machines. We have put up new signage, changed some of the traffic patterns in the facility, so we're getting that ready, and right now we're also recalling some of our employees and getting them back in the building and working on getting them trained this week so that we're ready to go on Monday.
So not back to normal, though.
No, so what we're saying is it's really the same Y, but a new way. So we will have a reduced capacity. Our pools will be open. A lot of people have been calling wanting to know, will the pool be open? And it will. We are offering both lap lane swim by reservation and drop-in, so that this way our members who want to know that when they come in that they're going to have their lap lane ready for them, they can reserve it. Or, if someone wants to drop in, we've got that space too.
So what biggest challenge, Bonnie, what, handling crowds?
I think so, but one thing that's going to work in our favor right now is two programs that we're running actually happen outside the facility. We have been running our group exercise classes, and those are still outdoors right now, and we have two spots. We have a tent in our parking lot and in the alley, so all the class members and the class participants, they'll still be outside the building. And then we have a school-age child care program with Jackson Public Schools, and that's over at T.A. Wilson School, so those programs won't be impacting our capacity here. So that will definitely help.
What about the kids programs? You have so many great kids programs. How do you see those moving forward?
We're definitely going to gradually phase everything in. And one thing that we're getting ready to launch in a couple weeks is we're going to be having infant and child swim lessons that we're going to be offering here. So we're working on those plans right now. I plan to have those at the end of September. We're just going to, as quickly as we can, as feasible and as safe as we can, just start adding back in the programs that people look to us.
What advice for your folks coming back to you?
Well, I would say the first thing is just have a little patience. A little patience will definitely go a long way. I know that our members are used to coming in, just scanning their card and heading off to their destination. So, just give yourself a couple extra minutes, because we have to do a quick wellness check and just make sure we've got an updated phone number for you. And then one thing that's also new is not only do you check in, but you also will need to scan and check back out, because what that does is let our computer keep track of how many people are here in the facility. So,
anything, Bonnie, that folks have grown accustomed to there that will not be happening?
Well, so initially I know some people had asked about the steam room and sauna, and right now the state mandates that we keep those closed. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to, get those open soon. But what we're really trying to do as safely as we can is to just make as many of the programs and services available that members are used to. So it might be in a little bit less capacity, but, the gym will still be open if people want to bring their own basketball. Like I said, we'll have the pools open, the fitness center will be open, the weight room, and so we just have a little patience, and hopefully it'll be the Y that you that are used to.
How weird has it been down there without your regular crowd?
Oh, it's been so strange, because there's just been this really small group of us that have been here since we've been closed. And we've been doing our food distribution and our personal needs distribution and been doing the outdoor classes. But it's so strange, and we're kind of feeling like it's like a family reunion coming up, because we're so excited to see our members. And our phone has been, as you can imagine, just been ringing off the hook of people who are just so excited to come back.
Yeah. Are you still pushing for new members?
Yeah, we absolutely. If someone wants to join the YMCA, we would love to have you. So absolutely, definitely. And we've also said too that for if you're looking to become a member, or you're a member and you want to see what the facility is like and what we're doing to, you know, for the safety of members and our staff, we are happy to walk you through the facility, give you a tour and show you. So absolutely.
So next Monday is a pretty big day.
Monday at 5 a.m. We will be here, and we've had a lot of people calling and saying, are you open at 5? Because I'm going to be here at 5. So yep, doors open at 5.
Okay. Bonnie, thanks so much for the info.
Yeah, thank you. And I would just tell people to just keep watching our website, jacksonymca.org, and we will continue to have updates there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bonnie Gretzner, Director of Marketing Communications down at the Jackson Y.